Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as we enter into the fourth and final hour. We call the 9 o'clock stretch.
Just don't let it turn into a nap.
I do it for real.
He does. He's legit.
It's not an act.
Yeah. No.
Stretching.
No, it's good.
First 3 hours, simply a warm up. Now I stretch. I guess you could look at it that way.
Yeah.
9:07, by the way, now. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. New York Supreme Court Justice Juan Merchan reportedly allowed a juror who celebrated former President Donald Trump's 2020 loss on social media, allowing this guy to remain, or gal, I don't know for sure, in the jury pool. This is the trial where they're trying to get together right now a jury. And they've started with like 200. Now they've got like 97. I think they've okayed, I want to say maybe five so far to sit on the jury. But you can already see they're trying to look for people who don't have a bias for or against Trump. Wow.
Good luck.
I was going to say, look, and this isn't just because it's Donald Trump, the former president. I mean, he was a known name and entity, especially, remember where the trial is, New York.
Yeah.
You didn't know the Trump name in New York? For the last 40 years?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a break.
Well, the story itself, was it 2016 we've known since this story's been out there? How do you get somebody who does not have an opinion on it by now?
Exactly. So, Trump has been like part of a number one TV show.
Oh, yeah.
He's a well-known businessman. His face has been plastered all over everywhere. And that's long before he became president.
Right.
But as president, you know, it's interesting, like, you wonder if he was going through just, let's just say, a similar type of trial, and he'd never been president.
Right.
He was just Trump the businessman. I wonder how that would go versus Trump the politician.
Or even if he was Trump the politician, but wasn't running again.
Well, there you go.
See, this goes back to what Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and all of them said, we will do everything we can to keep him out of the White House.
Now, putting a jury together is tricky. So you have the prosecutors and the defense attorneys. They they work with each other along with the judge, and they try to make a determination. And you have so many picks that you could throw out, and there's ones that you want to keep and the other person wants to throw out. So for both to say keep, it's tough. But, I mean, how did somebody get on there? Why would the judge accept that? You posted on social media you were celebrating a loss of Donald Trump's. You were celebrating it. Not that you just voted for the opposition or whatever. You know, oh, yeah. You could still have an open mind, maybe.
Sure.
Could have. But if you went out to actually celebrate, if you posted you're celebrating
your bias,
Trump's loss, you have a bias because look, you've shown I'm willing to put energy into letting people know that I didn't like him, don't like him.
Right.
I'm celebrating. Ha, 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 ha. You're giving that a certain amount of energy. You can't then all of a sudden show up and go, forget about all that energy that I used.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Trump's unprecedented trial began Monday morning with jury selection. The first day of a process could span 2 weeks. They're saying now, though, that it's moving along. Well, yeah, it's moving along all right if the judge okays people like this. The trial theoretically could last until June. During Tuesday's jury selection, Trump's defense attorneys tried to prevent a potential jury from staying on the case because she celebrated Trump's loss. They wanted to have a you know, a way to kind of preempt this whole thing and challenge them and excuse the juror because they thought that she could be impartial, but had social media posts that apparently had her celebrating the Trump loss. And so they challenged her. And the judge said, nope, she can be impartial. She stays.
Really?
Again, if you're going to lower the bar like that, remember where you're lowering the bar again. In Manhattan, in New York.
Right.
The percentage of Democrats is
huge,
astronomically higher than Republicans. And then try to look in New York for people that lack an opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No attitude there.
Right?
I don't know. I'm a wallflower. No.
34 of the 96 potential jurors remain from the first pool in the selection process. The remaining potential jurors progress to the next stage. That happened on Tuesday, filling out a questionnaire which asked what media they consume, where they live, and their political activities. After the questionnaire, lawyers for both sides will scrutinize the potential candidates. The lawyers will likely investigate the juror's social media and ask more personal questions to screen for biases. But what good does it do?
Yeah.
If you show a clear bias based on social media, but the judge goes, nah, it's okay. I think this person can be impartial. It's not that she voted for the other party.
Right.
She celebrated the loss of Donald Trump.
That's
it's more
different.
And it does take on a more personal aspect than just partisanship, which would be bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the bottom line is, can Trump get a fair trial in New York?
Wow.
The answer is H-E double hockey sticks, no.
New.
Got it?
Yep.
All right. However, in a New York Times poll, of course, they weren't just polling people from New York. It was a New York Times Siena poll, and it shows that President Donald Trump's presidency improved 9 points. In other words, how people feel about the previous Trump presidency has gone much more up in a positive direction because they're able to measure it against the failures of Joe Biden and his administration. So because of that, Trump looks better.
Uh-huh.
That just shows you how bad and how weak of a candidate, you know, that Biden is anyway. And it does, to me, call question into, you know, the actual supposed outcome of the 2020 election. Because remember, Trump set records for the most votes ever gotten by a sitting president. But he lost to Biden, and Biden got 14 million more votes than Obama? Really?
Boy, you know Obama never would believe that. Never.
No, he wouldn't. So, take it for what it's worth. Federal agents finally started arresting suspects involved in an organized criminal gang of migrants. I'm going to tell you more about that. But first, I want to remind people of some folks that have passed away recently. One is Whitey Herzog, and the other one is Bob Graham, former governor and former senator from here in the Sunshine State. And Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines right now going to Pete on that issue. Good morning, Pete.
Here's a great story about Governor Graham. Listeners who lived in Florida for a long time will remember when they had vehicle inspection stations in this area. And you had to go in there once a year and take your car through, and they looked at it, and they got a little sticker you put on your windshield for another year. And if you didn't have that sticker, you got a ticket. Well, the inspection was pretty much hit or miss, and their big things, the big thing was where your headlights aimed. I'm sure a lot of people will remember that. Mm-hmm. Well, the story goes that Bob Graham went through one of those inspection stations, you know, without all the fanfare and, you know, his escort and everything. And when he saw what was going on there, he got that program removed, and it was removed. And when was the last time you heard of a Democrat killing a government program? Thank you, Bob.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was probably it right there.
Because usually once anything is put into place, it never goes away.
Regardless of how useless it is. how it can't be measured in an effective, positive way.
Nope.
Yep. 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about, including the border, Eric Adams. And more on that migrant shoplifting gang that finally got busted. To be shocked it took so long. Details on that. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He brings the brutal truth.
Are you better off today than you were under Trump?
Mark Levin.
Is it easier to buy food, to acquire even a used vehicle, let alone a new vehicle? What about inflation? How's that going?
6 o'clock on 97.3 The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 9:20. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Whitey Herzog passes away at the age of 92. You remember him from the St. Louis Cardinals. Quite a run. What, three pennants, I believe.
And the World Series.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the 80s were awesome then.
And the Sunshine State lost, I don't know, one of the last halfway decent Democrats, I guess you could say, Bob Graham, former governor and senator. He's passed away at the age of 87.
Wow. So, nice long life.
Yeah, I like what Pete called in about. This might be the last time that a Democrat worked to end a program. So, you have it. Why did it take the Fed so long to arrest this gang? Here's the story. Federal agents have finally started arresting suspects reportedly involved in an organized criminal gang of migrants accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars of merchandise from stores all over New England. U.S. Department of Homeland Security announced the arrest. I'm not going to go through all the names, but let's just say they sound a bit Latino / Hispanic, okay? But they're like 33, 24 years old, 31, 30, all males, I believe, and some of whom federal authorities charged in Rhode Island. One of the thefts attributed to this group of migrants occurred in Rockland, Maine in February. Seven migrants were arrested in that incident. Several of those arrested in Maine in 2023 have now been arrested in Rhode Island. Home Depot loss prevention personnel discovered that a group of individuals were attempting to steal more than $1,900 in electrical wire and other merchandise concealed in a box of another item. Several of the same individuals were present in the van in the Rockland, as well as the Warwick and Providence burglaries, robberies, whatever you want to call them. The method the thieves used also involved a purchase at the Home Depot stores that they targeted. Yeah, the men would choose a large piece of furniture, like a cabinet, and then shove high-ticket items, such as copper wire or laminate flooring, into the larger item.
Oh, my goodness.
They would then buy the large item, in which they had concealed the other products that escaped the attention of checkout workers. That's, again, it's hard to find good people.
Yeah.
But generally, I mean, every time I've bought something that was box-like or something where you could put something else in it, usually there was at least kind of a cursory sort of a check.
Well, ask a lady. If you go buy a purse, they go through the purse to make sure there's nothing in it. And that's something small.
And that's the last time somebody go through that purse. Yeah. The crew was arrested after a similar heist in Smithfield, Rhode Island on April the 2nd. So, some of these took place in Rhode Island, some were arrested in Pennsylvania, all over New England. And by the way, they said this is no minor shoplifting operation. These men targeted specific products in large quantities, followed a patterned method for removing those items from the store without payment, so says one of the local DAs in Suffolk County, Mass. This is a type of retail larceny that can drive stores out of communities and harm residents by removing convenient shopping options for them. Many of these men have been arrested before, but skipped out on court dates.
Come on, that doesn't
happen. It's hard to believe.
They're on their own recognizance. They're on parole.
And it goes on from there. I mean, the list, the arrest, it just keeps going and going and going. And, 5 years, I guess, it took in totality for the feds to take care of this issue, this
problem.
Think
how much they stole in 5 years.
Well, and you can imagine they're not the only group that is, trying to get away with these kinds of activities. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, let's talk to Rosebud. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. I want to just comment on Bob Graham and the inspection that he took away. I guess I can't remember when it went away, but I lived through the inspections. And it was a lot more than headlights there, Pete. It was the brakes. It was the ball joints. It was the exhaust system, your blinkers, everything. They went through everything, at least here in Trenton. The man was a perfectionist here that run the inspection station. His name was Bud Johnson. And if it wasn't for my future father-in-law, old Flash wouldn't have made through many of inspections. But we patched it up and got it through. I even had to go to the boneyard and get an exhaust system off another Ford, and we stuck it on my truck just to pass the inspections. Along that lines, when they went from leaded gas to unleaded gas, it wreaked havoc on a lot of poor people that couldn't afford a new car to run on unleaded gas, and I had to pull the heads off of old Flash there and put, it's either sodium valves in it and either nickel guides to brass guides or brass guides to nickel guides. I can't remember now, but we had to change the valve guides in those heads to run on that unleaded gas. So maybe he was doing a favor to the poor people that voted for the Democrats in the old days. Why he pushed that away, because their cars probably couldn't pass inspection either. So don't put too much credit to Bob Graham there. He's another Democrat. You people have a nice day. Keep the faith. Pray for Trump and pray for our country. Talk to you later. See ya.
See ya. Yeah, look, the inspection thing in terms of a headache and a hassle was a real pain. I had to go through it when I was 16.
Yep.
And, it was difficult to pass it if you had the car that most 16 to 21-year-olds had. So it was hard to get through it, and it was a great expense. And, in fact, it was a hardship for a lot of people, elderly on fixed income and younger people. I understand the idea behind it, to make sure the motor vehicles on the road are safe. No bald tires, brakes that worked. Yeah, I get that part of it. But when you involve government in there, it can expand from there. And like you say, there was no consistency, because we knew there was a place that we could go. Port Charlotte was too tough. So we'd drive out to like outside of Arcadia or something. And we go through with flying colors.
Yeah.
So I guess we weren't the only ones that knew that, just like you knew your guy in Trenton was a tough guy. So it had the right idea behind it, but it was a burden on a lot of people.
Can I play devil's advocate again? And this is, we've talked about this whole thing on the air. You're like, oh, don't even bring that up. So I'm glad they brought it up. We had that in Missouri, and they may still, I don't know. But it always reminds me, and I know it is a pain, and I had to do it every year, and if you had a chip in your windshield that was a crack or whatever. But I will always remember that we had a newsman that worked at one of the TV stations in St. Louis, and he and his son were driving down Highway 40. It was a divided highway. And a woman driving on the other side, whose car would not have passed inspection, whose exhaust was hanging down and like getting all mangled up underneath her car, It actually caused her to have a wreck. Her car flew across the double highway, the divided highway, and killed this newsman and his son. And it was because her car was not safe to be on the road. I see them all the time. Latcher County, Marion County. I mean, my goodness, you can tell they don't really belong on the road. Are there problems with the system? Yes. Do I want to pay for it? No. But does it help a little bit? Probably.
Well, but that's your now you know what you sound like?
What's that?
If it just saves one life,
if we had to do it'll
be worth
Bob.
It. One life,
yes,
Greg.
I
so
know.
Just remember that.
I know.
How about this, Greg?
Yes.
How about people take personal responsibility for
don't.
Their vehicles?
But they don't.
Well, then there's a price to pay for that.
What is that price? What do? We're not doing anything. They shouldn't be on the road.
Well, they're
are.
Not even pulling people over for burned out headlights. So, well, no, they're not doing anything, no. Even when it's as simple as that. I mean, that we can all agree on. It's just true safety
so
issue.
So how do we fix it? Like everything else that needs fixed. I don't know. People have a problem with their own lack of personal responsibility, unfortunately.
Yeah, but penalizing all good law-abiding citizens, punishing them, I don't agree with it. It was a pain in the butt, and I'm glad it's gone. I am very glad it's gone.
Oh, don't get me. Well, then we won't get you going on the smog test we used to have to do across the river in Illinois. That was a whole other problem.
Yeah, you mean when smog kept temperatures down so that we didn't have climate change?
Well, it was your exhaust, basically, but yeah.
No, I know. I know what smog is.
It's a pain.
9:29 on the Bob Rowe Show. No, they've become very militaristic with all that garbage, too. Yes. I have strong opinions on that as well.
I'm shocked.
I know. Just another day at the office for you and I. Right?
I know, yeah.
Hey, we do have something to look forward to, and we both like this. Things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. That's about 15 minutes away, so you get time to think about it. Non-political. Oh, now that makes it tough. 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Iran attacks Israel.
The major escalation.
The news that's trending.
Iran launched more than 300 projectiles,
a majority of which were intercepted by air defenses.
The news that's now.
God bless the people of Israel.
We have to have further conversations about the funding of a supplemental package.
The news station.
It would not have happened if we were in office.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky. Out with the old.
I'm well meaning, I'm an elderly man.
In with the new.
America's comeback starts right now.
The news station.
2024 election.
Israel border.
Inflation.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:38. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And it's a happy hump day, Trump day. Maybe a happier day for him than some folks in New York City. Roughly 1,300 African migrants gathered outside New York City Hall on Tuesday over what some believe were promises of a green card or work visa if they appear.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
they're getting promised everything else.
This may be connected to, if you will, my theory that we've had these NGOs and other groups and maybe people working as attachés to the State Department unofficially, okay?
Yeah.
Going into these areas, foreign lands around the world, and telling people that, hey, if you ever thought about coming to America, now's the time. And, oh, yeah, you're going to get X, Y, and Z when you get there. You'll be taken care of. You got to do it under this president. Go, Biden, go, whatever. I do believe that that is how the word spread. I do. And so with that, just like anything else, when somebody's trying to talk you into something, maybe they might just overpromise a little and maybe just slightly underdeliver.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, hey, let's just take these migrants, for instance. Yeah. So you're from the continent of Africa. It doesn't get any, I don't know that I can determine. Oh, well, one guy's from Guinea. Okay. But anyway, so you're from Africa. And I said, yeah, don't you want to go to America? Better life. I'm like, yeah, I've thought about it. But I know what it takes to be successful there. You got to work hard. Well, maybe, maybe not. Well, I'm willing to work hard. Will I be successful? Yeah, probably.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, I want to be able to work when I get there. I don't really want handouts. Well, yeah, of course. We'll get you a green card and a work visa. Uh-huh.
Right.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. just when you get there, go to City Hall. I want a work visa.
Where's my green card? Okay.
So only 250 people were allowed inside for the 10 a.m. hearing, while the hundreds of others who flocked downtown were left outside in a park where footage showed some of them chanting and cheering. The migrants were mostly from countries in West Africa and Guinea. Speaking to the New York Post, some say they were lured to City Hall by an activist group promising they'd receive work visas or green cards if they appeared. They told me they would help me to get a work permit and a green card if I came here today. That, according to 44-year-old Amadou Sarah Ba, who migrated from Guinea in November. Ba had applied for a work permit in March, but became so stressed over the five-month waiting period. He and his friends had been waiting on a bench near City Hall for several hours.
Wow.
I mean, it sounds like these are kind of the people that you want to have as immigrants, people that are willing to work.
Mm-hmm.
And not that we should still have an overwhelmed system like we do now, but I mean, these are not the ones that seem to have an attitude about, you know, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Right.
They just want the ability to work. And you wonder who's making these promises. There are many people here who don't know how to get help that they told us would be here. I came here for a green card. I'm looking for help. There's another one, a 19-year-old from Guinea, said that the elders in the community told him to come to City Hall and search of an asylum. They told us, be here at this time on this date, and they would give us more information. So, Asistan Makati of the organization African Communities Together said that he went to City Hall after learning migrants who were lured there under false pretenses, quote, they received some miscommunications, so we are here to provide clarification. They don't have nothing, and they deserve everything because they are human. We are all human, he added. They don't have a place to go. As you can see, I don't think the city housing is happening because they're all here because they don't have a place to sleep. Again, created by the Biden administration, opening up the floodgates, and there's not housing for people, there is not work for people, and if there are jobs, it generally brings down the wage. And these are beginning wages anyway.
Right.
And puts out of work some of the least skilled, poorest Americans.
And you do want to ask, did they have a place to sleep before they got here?
Right.
Just asking.
Yeah. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to Scott. Good morning.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for letting me call in. I'd like to just ask a rhetorical question. What is going on with our immigration policy, not just in the United States, but in other countries? What advantage is there to this blending of every single culture in the world? How is it helping us? And the answer is it's not. And I'd like to propose a theory. The theory is this, is that there is one particular Christian denomination, and I use quotes on this, Christian quotes, there's one particular Christian denomination that can blend with anything. It's absolutely effortlessly can blend with any other religion, except for biblical Christianity. But this Christian denomination is also the predominant religion of our Supreme Court, the President of the United States, and many of our leaders. And they can blend with anything, and they have absolutely no trouble with this. They're trying to turn the United States into a Catholic nation.
I can appreciate really any reasonable theory. There might be something to that, but I think that that is just a tiny little bit of a scrub bush under the shade of a giant oak tree called the United Nations. And I think that therein lies a much, much larger agenda, if you will. Now, is the Catholic Church doing the bidding for the UN in some way, shape, or form? I mean, that's yet to be identified.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we know they've been very pro-immigration.
Sure.
My understanding, and it's limited of this, but the Catholics had been trying to get people into the U.S. for years from Latin American poor countries that were all believers. So trying to get them here with the theory, you know, for a better life.
Right.
and maybe to keep the attendance in a Catholic, you know, better to have somebody come here from a Latin American country that's already Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
They get a job, they do well, and guess what? They can give more to the right. church and spread it that way. So again, you're pushing a theory that could be true in some respects, but I don't see it as an overwhelming worldwide thing. I mean, Catholicism is a sliver of what, Islam, comparatively.
And when you look at you got to remember all the countries people are coming from, the whatever, 36,000 or so from China. How many have come from Muslim countries, for instance? It's not just a Catholic thing by any stretch of the imagination. It's much bigger than that. And as far as the leadership is concerned, the president and all those and Nancy Pelosi, they're terrible Catholics. They're awful. They're the worst examples the Catholic Church could ever have. They're pro-abortion. No.
Yeah, I think you might be giving the power of the church. Yeah, it was that powerful hundreds of years ago, for sure, had a huge influencing effect. But as you see, by the way people live their lives, I mean, they haven't listened to, the popes in a while. I mean, to be honest, to be frank, not everybody. I'm not picking on everybody here, but I don't know. I think you're scapegoating them a little bit.
Yeah, and in fact, you go back. It's about a year ago. There was a great video from Glenn Beck, and he talks about one of his trips to the Vatican and internally the battle that is going on. Let's just say between good and evil, and it's very interesting. So I don't think that the normal, if you will, Catholic Church is anywhere near what anyone would have to worry about. It's other influences that may be there in the Vatican.
Yeah, I mean, look, do your research, see what you can find out, and if you're interested in that kind of thing, I think it's much larger.
Oh yeah.
9:47 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up next, things that make you smile. Non-political. All right? Upbeat, positive thoughts, count your blessings kind of a thing. You can do it. It's brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. Call now. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Hannity. Republican states have sent thousands of National Guard troops to the border. Thank goodness.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
The amount of fentanyl pouring across the border. Why are we allowing this? They're murdering our children.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Tell me you will stay. Make me smile.
Oh, yeah. Another day in paradise. Pump it up. We are blessed, my friends. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. It is 9:52. Time now for things that make you smile. Think about upbeat, positive thoughts. Count your blessings kind of a thing. Even with, doom and gloom all around us, there still should be some things that you're thankful for. 877-975-9825. Call in now. Things that make you smile is brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. And let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Greg. What's making me smile, and this is basically I have a certain model of a Honda automobile, and for some reason, and I do that mileage calculation where you fill up to the top and then you divide by the number of gallons to figure out your mileage. Yet for some reason, my car, which started out of manufacture several years ago at 24 miles a gallon, it's now getting like 27 miles a gallon, and I'm just all like dumbfounded. I'm just, wow. It makes me smile. It's a little bit of a bonus and stuff. Maybe it's a function of being on the interstates and stuff, but yeah.
Maybe your tires are old and they're not creating any friction anymore. If you inflate them up to about 62 pounds, and they're supposed to only have about 32 pounds in them,
mileage
go way up.
Oh, yeah.
Tires usually separate, and they'll become destroyed at some point.
However, you'll get better mileage until they blow up on you on the highway.
Disclaimer, we're kidding.
Yeah, it's a joke.
Don't do it.
No.
You got to do that these days.
Oh, I know.
By the way, who was that? Billy? Was that Tony?
Yeah.
Was that Joe that called?
Yeah. He's realizing
it. Poor Mark.
We pick on him.
I know.
He's realizing
it. He's a good guy. He can take it. That's why we know we can
throw
it out there.
Well, absolutely.
And besides, you gave me a shillelagh, so
yeah.
If I have to use it to defend myself, I could.
Well, and you could.
It's like a tree trunk.
I'm telling you.
You have to be pretty strong just to swing.
You don't have to shoot anybody. Just pull out your shillelagh. But
hey, now.
Never mind.
Hey, you know what? You didn't. Oh, you did give me a time.
I did.
Man, I was going to call you out.
Huh?
I guess I sort of did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
All right, folks. Coming up next, things that make you smile. No. It's the smoking gun, Greg.
Right.
Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Happy. I'm just so happy when I listen to the sky. I hear the truth.
I am so happy. I can just scream.
Sad.
I'm very sad the way this country is going.
Woke stuff in Florida breaks my heart.
Angry.
I'm ticked off.
I'm ticked off, and I know sky listeners are angry too.
When did we start listening to these freaking weirdos?
No matter the emotion.
I go back and forth with my emotions, but I know I get the truth on the sky.
Talk about it here on the sky.
Thanks, Sky. It's really important.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Former President Donald Trump visited a bodega in New York City. This was the same place where a worker was attacked, robbed, and then wrongfully prosecuted for murder by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. The first, he's the guy that is now trying to push some kind of sentencing on Donald Trump now. Yeah, and it was real clear what happened. The guy working at the bodega was attacked, and he used a knife to defend himself. Instead, the worker was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. Public outrage caused Bragg to eventually drop it. But that just goes to show you, this guy will never learn a lesson. And that's your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.